Three Americans and a U.S. resident held by Russia. They're part of a large prisoner swap between Washington and Moscow involving 24 people in six countries.
They're out of Russia. Earlier today, they're flown to Turkey. And soon they'll be wheels up on their way home to see their family.
Included in the deal, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former Marine Paul Whelan. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on reaction from Whelan's family.
They say he was held hostage for 2,043 days. His case was that of an American in peril, they said. And they added that the first years in captivity were the most difficult. They say those first years were hard when the Trump administration ignored Paul's wrongful detention. And it was media attention that helped to finally create the critical mass and awareness within the U.S. government.
Among the people Russia got in return is a convicted assassin who was held in Germany. Overseas, Israel today revealed a key Hamas figure was killed in a Gaza attack 2 weeks ago. CBS's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Mohammed Deif, who commanded the military wing of Hamas for more than 20 years, has long been on Israel's hit list and has survived at least seven other assassination attempts. The Israeli army released a video of the airstrike in southern Gaza from last month, saying it now had intelligence that Deif was killed in the attack. The announcement came as Israel is bracing for retaliation from Iran and Hezbollah.
Many families of 9/11 victims are condemning the reported plea deal that will spare the alleged attack mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed the death penalty. Andrew Ansborough is a firefighters union president.
They're allowing these three terrorists and mass murderers to continue to live while on average three New York City firefighters are dying every month.
A New York appeals court denying Donald Trump's bid to end the gag order in his hush money criminal case. The court rejecting the former president's argument that his conviction in May constitutes a change in circumstances that warrants lifting the restrictions. In Paris now, CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us one of the signature events of any Summer Olympics is in the spotlight today.
Simone Biles is the heavy favorite in tonight's all-around competition. Teammate Suni Lee just edged out Jordan Chiles to grab the second all-around spot for the U.S. and could also medal.
Former CNN anchor Don Lemon has sued Elon Musk over a canceled deal with the social media platform X. Wall Street, the Dow is down 540 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The search continues for 85-year-old Karen Wandry from Waterford with an updated image posted online yesterday. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale operation going on using drones, airplanes, and people on horses. People in that area are asked to check outbuildings and review their cameras. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a 20-year-old Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they found two guns after a traffic stop and are recommending charges including disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. Racine residents have seven ballot drop boxes available for absentee voting ahead of the August 13th primary election. The boxes are at community centers, the public library, and city hall, with cameras and seals to ensure ballot safety. The 173rd Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. There's over 100 new food items and, of course, live entertainment. Strong storms are possible, the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's a new public EV charging site available. The Illinois EPA installed the service at a Casey's just across the state line in Beach Park. Officials in the land of Lincoln plan on opening more than 2,600 public charging sites across Illinois soon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The dog days of training camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive positive, Willy Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willy Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
And Jackie DeShannon with Love on WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place.
Love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. just wait.
From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Never fight.
timeless hits right here on WRJN. Dancing in the moonlight tonight at the Hot Harbor Fest. That is tonight in Racine. And then if you're going to the Wisconsin State Fair, that is underway right now. It just started for the next 11 days. I'm pumped about that. It's one of the things that I go to. There's not too many things that gets me off the couch. Spring, summer, fall, or winter, unless they got some big sale going on at Target. But if they don't. But yeah, if I'm going, I'm heading over to, say, the Wisconsin State Fair, where they got lots of really fun food.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know if you knew about this. My dear friend Rich, who works here, Sporky's.
Oh, Sporky's, yes.
Yeah, okay, so you knew about that, they have a contest every year, and some of the places that show up and have a stand at the fair, they create something and try to be like the best of the best, and they sell this food.
I am a bona fide foodie.
Yeah, deep-fried lemonade bites from Sass's was the winner, and when I read it, it's really cool.
How do you deep-fry lemonade?
It's crazy, man. I'll show you in just a moment. Yeah. I went to Wisconsin State Fair to check out these foodies because, I mean, I still like chocolate dipped bacon. Tastes like a Snicker bar. It's really great. I hear there's no calories this year, so that's really cool.
I know compared to a lot of these different food creations, my tastes are simple. Like, I go to the State Fair every year and get the Hawaiian shave ice, but
some
of the stuff that they come out. Yeah, I know I sound boring.
It's like, I go there to get mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah.
Who doesn't like mashed potatoes and gravy?
At the State Fair, I'm just going to hit you upside the head there, boy. Cool Ranch Doritos Pickle. He was admiring a picture. Yeah, this was a runner-up. Cool Ranch Doritos Pickle. It is a large dill pickle. Mm. It's spiral cut on a stick, rolled into crushed up Cool Ranch Doritos, and then, you guessed it, deep fried. Served with ranch dressing for dipping.
What?
It looks, doesn't that look good?
That looks amazing.
Yeah.
That looks amazing.
So if you hear, Cindy had a heart attack, you're going to know exactly what happened.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Strikes and bites await at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Score big with great deals. One topping pizzas from Angry Brothers Pub for just $10. Plus, discounted lane rentals every Sunday in August. Be sure to sign up for fall bowling and volleyball leagues. Whether you prefer casual or competitive, there's something for everyone. Plus, Angry Brothers Pub has an amazing way to wrap up your work weeks in August. Buy one, get one half off for the signature Friday fish fry. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Here's my story. It's sad but true. About a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around.
I listen, people, what I'm telling you. I keep away from a run around sewer, yeah. My miss the lips and the smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
News and time will assist right here at WRJM with showers and thunderstorms coming sometime after 2 and maybe later tonight.
Afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love. If you will let me give you mine, baby, willpower, it's now or never. Ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn, and I would gladly teach you.
Baby does the hanky panky. You my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking carrying on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Timeless, it's WRJ and Tommy James and the Shondells, Hanky Panky. I liked that song when I was a kid, but, you know, I didn't really know what it meant. I just liked singing along to it. My dad, I was in the car with my dad and his 504 Galaxy and listening to the AM radio, and he goes, I get it. I get it. She does a hanky panky. All right. Your girlfriend's loose. I get it. Well, what are you talking about, Dad? He said, I hate that song. Stop singing it. So that was the end of every time that song came off. That's it. News. That's what we'd be listening to. So, and of course, it improves your mind as well. That's why we got news. That's why we got local news along with the timeless hits to balance it all out. Tonight, regardless of if we get showers and thunderstorms intermittently or however these storms want to roll, it's the first day of August. So, you expect that on a hot harbor night at Festival Park. They're going to have food trucks out there. They're going to have a free band, and you can just come out and hang out at Festival Park. It's tonight from 7 to 10. Tell them you heard it from WRJN, and now we go to the WRJN Park Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's 12 days until Wisconsin's fall primary. Anecdotally, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections or who use social media to foment dissent.
Millis speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents have 7 ballot drop boxes available for absentee voting ahead of the August 13th primary. The boxes are located at community centers, the public library, and City Hall. There are cameras on them, and they're locked with seals to ensure ballot safety. City Clerk Tara McMiniman tells the Racine Journal-Times that she hopes the drop boxes will also be available for the November election. The driver who police think crashed into a Kenosha County motel has been found. 22-year-old Daniel Plants of Trevor was arrested this week with recommended charges including having open intoxicants in a vehicle and hit and run. He's being held on a probation hold from a previous conviction. The crash happened last Saturday night with no injuries to anyone at the Silver Lake Motel. If you're looking for another place to plug in your EV, there's a new outlet in Illinois. Just across the state line in Beach Park, there's a Casey's on Sheridan Road where the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency opened a state-funded electric vehicle charging station. There are 16 charging ports at four sites across the land of Lincoln right now. The new sites are the first of more than 2,600 public charging sites the Illinois EPA plans to open across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
And there you are. without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I want to stop and thank you, baby. I want to stop and thank you, baby.
Awesome. Marvin Gaye, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and Stevie Wonder.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, they love me.
My old friend, I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound silence. In my
restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo the will of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Simon and Garfunkel on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Listen to the Don Rolson show this morning. He's talking about if you're even a vegetarian for a couple months, you add like blah, blah, blah to your life. And I'm thinking about it. What, no hamburger? Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came you.
listened right here at WRJN, and we had the local news. We brought back the timeless hits on WRJN, Dionne Warwick and the Spinners. Then came you. My buddy Rich is here, and Rich he's a big Pokemon Go fan. Sure. Is that right? Oh, well, I guess I got to turn your mic on. Thank you, Rich, for helping me out here. This is my first day on the job.
Yeah, so I've been playing religiously for the last 8 years since the game launched in July of 2016. And I took some time off, but I guess I'm back now. So, and it's amazing.
It's like the Mafia. Pokemon Go keeps pulling you back in.
Not exactly the right analogy, but...
Just as long as you don't kill anybody.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But I tell you what, I have learned so much about history here in Racine.
Really?
And Kenosha, Burlington, just by playing Pokemon Go. Would you think that? Like,
no.
I mean, just on the surface, would you think that?
No. So, I would think other things, but I wouldn't think that.
So I got to speak to our community in Kenosha. So I did not know this until I started playing Pokemon Go, but Orson Welles, of all people, was born in Kenosha. His birthplace is just outside of Library Park.
No.
Yeah.
And that's from Pokemon Go. How?
I learned that. Well, there's a gym in the game. It says birthplace of Orson Welles, and it has the dates. So it, I mean, that's pretty definitive right there.
And they have a few monsters that you can capture there, right? Or
At times. You know, they have different raids that happen there. But yeah, it's a gym, and there's tons of stops in the downtown Kenosha area, downtown Racine area. And just like any game that, you know, augmented reality, just make sure that you're safe when you're out there. So
absolutely. Rich, you sound so much like a dad.
I am turning 40 this year,
yes, cry me a river, you little kid. You little punk kid, get off my lawn.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
WRJN.
have a local news, timeless hits, and of course, speaking of news, Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up, along with Mike Clemens and sports and CBS National News. Just minutes away here on WRJN. Right now, the foundations.
What do you build me up? Build me a buttercup, baby. Just to let me down.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
I hope you have a great afternoon. I'm Cindy Huber. Mwah. You take care. Kurt Vollman is next to Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Maybe you will.